If you get your mic set up correctly, call back. Okay. Here is an actual topic. So, for those of you who are into Lolly, what is the first Lolly character that broke you? What is the first Lolly character where you said, oh no, I like this one? No, oh, he forgot his PTT button. That sucks. My wife Chino is so cute. You know, I love going to Gochiusa threads because they are the most, like, absolutely fucking insane threads I've ever seen. Like, it's not even autism. It's just absolutely pure insane. Everyone is nuts. The threads are some kind of, like, avant-garde artistic nightmare. It's crazy, but they're amazing. I haven't seen FGO threads this season. Well, the thing is, FGO threads have not really changed in the past, like, 10 years. It's power level wank, and, you know, why can't Archer beat Gilgamesh, or whatever the fuck. Fate has always kind of been power level wank, but it's also the, it's kind of what the franchise is. Not Fate, I mean Fate threads, just in general. Now, Kuro makes it very hard not to break the law, but that's just how it is. So call me in, tell me about your Lolly stories, or you know what, tell me about how you got into anime in general. Ah, you are on the air.
Alright, I just called to call you a faggot, that's about it.
Thanks,
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Next caller. God, Prisma Ilya is too lewd. It's the most baiting show. It's the jailbait of jailbaits. Oh, here's a call. Too many weebs, you are on the air.
Yo, on the topic of first anime, I think my first were Toonami back when it was on Cartoon Network. So, like, fucking Sailor Moon, DBZ, like late 90s shit, Yu Yu Hakusho.
I guess, so, good point. I definitely also started there. I was a huge Dragon Ball Z kid. But if I were to pinpoint, like, the first anime where I was, like, watching it cognizant of the fact that it was anime and, like, having any relationship with anime culture, it was the start of the Toonami English dub of Naruto. I was absolutely the Naruto weeb when I was, like, 12.
Dude, that was, like, my entire middle school right there. I had the fucking headband.
Me too. Oh, my God. I had the fucking I remember. And what a happy memory it was. I had the stupid-ass, like, shitty, official-licensed Naruto jacket from Hot Topic and the Naruto headband. God. And I sat on my couch and watched the New Year's Eve Naruto marathon. And I was the happiest little fucker on the planet. It was a great night.
Dude, like, I was aware that, like, DBZ and shit was anime. When I first started watching Pokemon, though, I don't think I was aware at first, like, what anime was. Until, like, I started watching more, like, Toonami shit.
I knew what anime was, and, like, I was cognizant of the fact that Dragon Ball Z was coming from Japan, and they had this shit before us and everything. But, like, I wasn't interacting with anime culture at all. I just understood that it was a Japanese cartoon. But Naruto was the first time I'd ever, like, go on.